Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 25th pick to the San Francisco 49ers. With the 25th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Ah, Roger Goodell, that was the pandemic draft. The pandemic draft.
We were on air.
Yeah, we were on air. I was on it. Yeah.
And
we were
we
on
got,
there.
We got Roxy Bernstein to
we
come on.
We got Roxy Bernstein.
Please explain.
Right. Please explain. That's right. Thank you, Offset. That was Roger Goodell.
Thank you, Offset. The moment of the draft.
Thank you, Offset.
And then he got all liquored up.
No. And then when everybody started booing, he started looking at the screen. Come on, louder.
I thought that was the moment he went from heel to babyface.
Nah, he did. He became likable or lovable, depending on what you said. He'll be up there in Detroit as it is draft day. That's right. Oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there, overnight dancers. It is your day, baby. New draft picks with new money. People are going to get their life changed today by a team in the NFL. And will the Niners actually make the pick at 31, or will they make the move? As we say, good morning to everybody out there. Good morning to everybody on YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages. As we've added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Mike Florida is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Dave Fleming, 8:30. But we're going to be heavy draft today. I've sold the NBA playoffs yesterday. Maybe a quick thing. OKC. Oh, my gosh. Is that the future of this league? Holy smokes. Those boys are balling. What a game for them last night. What a game for the Miami Heat. But it is draft day.
Hawkins is hitting. Real quick on the Miami Heat before you get into the draft. I'm watching Tyler Hero. And I would love your opinion on this, because Miami fans were done with Tyler Hero for a variety of reasons. The team felt like they were done with Tyler Hero for a variety of reasons. They were going to trade him for Dame Lillard. That was what they wanted to do. Now, Dame, I don't know what ended up happening. The GM didn't want to trade him to Miami. Maybe Dame didn't want to go to Miami originally. I don't remember exactly what the particulars were. But everybody and their mothers was ready to send Tyler Hero to Mars. And seeing him do what he did yesterday, felt a lot like the Jordan Poole, you know, where everyone was ready to throw Jordan Poole away. Let's get whatever we can for Jordan Poole. It's like a year later, I'm sitting here, I was like, well, we're going to lose Chris Paul for nothing. Now, I know there's all these financial dominoes and whatever, but for whatever reason, I'm watching Tyler Hero yesterday, B, and instantly I started thinking about Jordan Poole, whether that's fair or not, because we kept comparing him, Maxey, Jordan Poole, because they all got their extensions around the same time.
So it makes you upset that Jordan Poole is no longer here?
Not upset. It's just like, it's so random how sports works. Like, that guy was going to be dealt in any deal with anyone that was going to deal him, and he has a game like he did last night, and it's one game. It doesn't, you know, mean that the contract was worth it or that they're happy with him long-term or whatever. But 14 assists and whatever, 25 points, right. And, you know, Jaime Jaquez is hitting threes, their rookie, and Hightower's hitting threes, our boy DeLon Wright's hitting threes. It was, I don't know. Watching Miami do what they did, Martin hitting threes.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, Jordan Poole, I mean, it's, you know... It had to be done.
You don't see the connection that I'm making?
No, I see the connection. I talk about it all the time. Like, with Max, because it was Maxie,
yes.
Hero, and in back-to-back days or, you know, 2 days, 3 nights, you see Maxie, he's taking another step. You see Tyler Hero take another step. And I'm sorry, you go look at Jordan Poole since March 1st. He got his game right. He got better. He ended the season on a high note. So I wouldn't close the book on Jordan Poole. That's something we're going to monitor. It was funny, you asked me last week, who won that trade, Chris Paul or Jordan Poole? And I said, you got to wait 3 years. Got to wait 4 years. Got to see what Jordan Poole does with the Wizards or on his next team. So a guard who can dribble, drive, penetrate, create for others, create his own shot, that's valuable. And the Warriors missed that this year. There's no doubt about that. They missed that. I'm watching OKC, SGA putting on the show, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams putting on the show, guys who could dribble, drive, penetrate, and create for others, including Josh Giddey. That is the league. Athleticism, quickness. Jordan Poole had that. Maxie has that. Tyler Hero has that. The Warriors got a lot of work to do, but, you know, we'll see what happens with this offseason, man. By the way, I was thinking about this.
What's that?
With the whole Laker thing, a LeBron thing.
What Laker, LeBron
thing? No, just, you know, a lot of people, I'm seeing the memes with, you know, the Last Dance, KD, LeBron, and Steph Curry in a Warriors uniform, and you see it all this stuff, right?
Old guys reunite to try to take one last championship?
Sure, we'll end up like the Houston Rockets with Hakeem, Barkley, Scottie Pippen, and Clyde Drexler.
Like, or we end up like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2020.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. You see, you watch a KD?
Gronk and Tom Brady.
Suns have KD and the T-Wolves have Jaden McDaniels. You can just see it. It's a young man's league. It's a young man's league. And so how do the Warriors get younger? By the way, the Lakers, if they want to trade Anthony Davis, I'm all ears. Anthony Davis clearly doesn't want to play with Darvin Ham. Clear doesn't want to play for him.
That means Darvin Ham's out the door.
I was going to say, are you insinuating the Lakers would keep Ham over Anthony
Davis? Yeah, I am insinuating that. Come on, GD Bus.
I like green eggs and ham.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
That's such a great drop. That's such a great drop. But it is draft day, Shasky. And this is the eighth NFL draft for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Their eighth NFL draft together. And it's gone by. I mean, it feels like 3 years. Can you remember their first draft ever? Well, we're at the Fox Theater of Spadoni. And Shasky, I know you were watching that draft. And it's, you know, the Niners on the clock at number two. They trade down with the Chicago Bears and go to number three. And the first ever pick for Shanahan and Lynch became Solomon Thomas. It was Solomon Thomas. And they had a lot of misses in that draft. Whether Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, Kellen Witherspoon, C.J. Beathard, Joe Williams, Trent Taylor, Adrian Colbert. But they did find George Kittle. They did find DJ Jones.
Adrian Colbert was a hit. He started for you for 1 year. He's a seventh-round pick.
It was all right. It was all right.
Okello was kind of a...
The guys who popped was George Kittle, fifth round, and DJ Jones, sixth round. But they were okay.
Like, fifth and sixth and seventh rounders, if they start for you for a year or two,
yeah, that's fine.
You've done pretty well.
Okay, fine, fair.
But whatever.
Fair. The next year, you get Fred Warner.
Yeah, that's...
He's a generational talent.
Yeah, grand slam.
You know, grand slam. So they've got Nick Bosa. They've got Deebo Samuel. They've had some hits. They've had some misses.
How do you evaluate the Mike McGlinchey from that draft?
Didn't pan out well, but he gave you 5 years. It's a whiff in the grand scheme of things, but you know what? He got paid. And did he kill you?
No.
He didn't kill you.
It's just terrible value where they got him, given all the guys around him. But, yeah, I know. I'm just curious.
You know, I mean, you needed a right tackle. I didn't find a right tackle. I don't think I was – at the time of the pick, I wasn't angry about it. I was like, Derwin James was there, but whatever.
But I didn't like trading Trent Brown at the time.
Yeah, Trent Brown was good. You know, he ends up winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots. But you know what? The Niners were able to have success despite the pick. But you look at all these picks, and as we enter today – and they have the number 31 pick in the first round. And today's the first round. It starts at 5 p.m., Shasky. And we have the Brandon Ayuk rumors. Will he stay? Will he go? Will the Niners trade him? Will they move up? Will they go after Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU? Will they go try to get the Mitchell kid from Texas? What are they going to do with the line? What are they going to do? But I guess my question is to start the show, 888-957-9570. With everything going on with Brandon Ayuk and everything going on with Brock Purdy and possibly resetting the quarterback market next season, and you see this team lose in Las Vegas in the Super Bowl, but considering where they were in 2017 to where the 49ers are now, that was an expansion team. Now they're one of the powers in the NFL. Has Lynch and Shanahan earned your trust to make decisions like trading Brandon Ayuk? At the end of the day, do you trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right play, to make the right decision? They have a lot of evidence that prove that we should trust them, Shasky.
I mean, I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt. And I would say, for my money, the biggest move that they made was sticking to their gut and staying with Brock Purdy and trading away Trey Lance and moving off Jimmy Garoppolo and riding with Brock Purdy coming off of that elbow injury. You know, that a lot of different teams, I think, would have reverted back to going to somebody else because you drafted him, somebody else like Jimmy who was a winner. I mean, people forget before Jimmy got injured and before Brock came on, there was an argument Jimmy was playing his best ball at the time after making that trade for CMC. So I think they've clearly earned the benefit of the doubt. They're one of the high-level teams in the NFL. You know, even if I just take away 2019, right, just look what they've done the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a great job utilizing their compensation to get proven players. But now is the time that they need to utilize their draft compensation to move up to get the right guys to fill out the rest of this roster. I think this is a monster day. Monster day for the organization.
With everything they've done in terms of free agent signings, in terms of the quarterback roulette, in terms of the decision to draft a Debo and draft a George Kittle and to pay George Kittle and to pay Debo Samuel and to pay Fred Warner, to trade Buckner, draft Kinlaw, to let DJ Jones walk, to let Kaywan walk, to let Jimmy Ward walk, to drafting Hufanga, to drafting Jair Brown. Has Lynch and Shanahan earned your trust out there, 49er fans? And at the end of the day, when I think about this Brandon Ayuk situation, because who knows what the hell is going to happen today, I think everything's on the table. I'm prepared for him to leave. I'm prepared to basically welcome in the draft compensation they could get for Brandon Ayuk. I've just got there. I don't want to trade him. I don't want to trade him. I want him here for a long, long time. I think he's been very, very good for the 49ers. But if they do trade him, I have to sit back, Shasky, and at the end of the day say, you know what? I trust Kyle Shanahan and I trust John Lynch to put together a football team that could compete at the highest level.
Haven't they done that? Like the last 2 years in particular, what has been the narrative around the league by the talking heads who do this nationally? The Niners have one of the most talented rosters on the planet. Hasn't that always been it?
I don't know what the national narrative is. I just look at it and say, yes, they do have one of the talented, most talented rosters out there.
I mean, they've got Pro Bowlers across the board, right? I mean, you know, forget the fullback because I know a lot of teams don't have fullback. One of the best tight ends in the league. At the time, they had the two dynamic wide receivers that a lot of teams would love to have. I say 25-plus teams would love to have their combination of wide receivers. They got one of the best left tackles in the game. They got the best running back in the game, hands down. On defense, they've got arguably a top three, four defensive end, top two linebacker. They've got promising young safeties. They have a guy who had a monster year last year at cornerback in Charvarius Ward in terms of interceptions. I think they've got playmakers galore. Dre Greenlaw got hurt, but Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner make one of the most nasty linebacker combinations of all time in a Niner uniform. So the way I'm looking at this is they have well exceeded how to build a roster. And now we could argue about all the missed draft picks. Every team misses draft picks, even the greatest of all greats. You look at all the teams, they're going to have misses left and right. But this one's a big one for them. Like they've kind of shifted the last 3 or 4 years and they've traded a lot of their compensation to get proven players. Now's the time they're going to go in the reverse direction, which is trade a proven player if they end up doing it. And they're going to have to hit on these draft picks. The Alex Smith trade comes to mind till I'm blue in the face. What sent Balky down a tailspin ever goes, they drafted a bunch of ACL guys. Yeah, they did. And they also had a 3 or 4 draft picks from the Alex Smith trade. And they traded down into 5, and none of them materialized. Corey Lemonnier and all of that, you know, Carlos Hyde. And all this, none of them materialized, and that's why Bulky's gone. They had a chip in Alex Smith. They traded it away. They turned it into a bunch of picks, and none of those picks materialized. You got to hit on picks.
With Shanahan and Lynch not hitting on a Trey Lance pick, I could see why a lot of people say, you know what, I don't trust John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan. If you move off Brandon Ayuk, a proven commodity, a 1,300-yard wide receiver, I could see why some fans may say, we don't trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right decision. They've won in despite them making bad decisions, terrible decisions. The Trey Lance pick still has a lot of people up in arms. The Jimmy Garoppolo signing still has a lot of people up in arms. Hell, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there's a segment of fans who still don't quite trust Brock Purdy yet to be the franchise quarterback. That's still out there. Now, you can call them delusional all you want to, but it's still out there. We still have to see it for another year. That's what some 49er fans are saying. I'm not saying that. The guys play well. Guys played at a high level. I have no problem with Brock Purdy being a starting quarterback at the San Francisco 49ers. Now, when it comes to money next season, we'll see how that looks and whether or not that's going to be, whether or not they overpay him or whatnot. Let's see how this year looks. But there are some people who say, you know what? You traded Buckner and you drafted Kinlaw, and we're still looking for a defensive tackle. The trickle-down effect of taking Solomon Thomas, that's still affecting his team. You trade Buckner, you don't trade Armstead, now they're all gone. Thomas, Kinlaw, Buckner, and freaking Armstead. But have they done enough to earn your trust? And when we come, when it comes to earning your trust, it means living with the fact that they may trade Brandon Ayuk. And Brandon Ayuk may be looking for $30 million a year. He may be looking for $50 million guaranteed, $70 million guaranteed. Who the hell knows the number? But if they decide to trade Brandon Ayuk, have they done enough to earn your trust, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch? Now, there's a lot of executives that have left, right? Rand Carthon's now in Tennessee. Adam Peters is now in Washington. You've lost multiple assistant coaches. Robert Saleh, D'Amico Ryans, Mike McDaniel, Hal Slowick is down there in Houston. He's calling that offense.
Steve Wilks.
There you go. Steve Wilks, who's not, doesn't have a job right now. But a lot of people will say maybe Adam Peters was the guy. So that's why this draft is so important. Lynch has to put his stamp on it. There's no Adam Peters. There's no Rand Carthon. We're all going to be looking at him when it comes to this draft pick saying, this is your draft, John Lynch. There's no doubt about it. You're the man. There's no question marks on whether or not, oh, is Ayuk a Lynch guy or a Peters guy or a Shanahan guy. No. It's Lynch and Shanahan. But have they done enough to earn your trust? Have they done enough? Because there's some people who say, nah, they haven't. And this Ayuk decision could make people jump off that ledge and say, oh, man, they've lost me. They're done.
Let me ask you this one. Just hypothetically, they score a touchdown and Mahomes doesn't at the end of that Super Bowl, or they hold Mahomes after getting the field goal in overtime and they win the Super Bowl. Is there any question or are people still losing their minds regarding Brandon Ayuk being traded? Or do we trust them more or less because of a couple of plays difference?
I think so. I think there's no question about it. We're like Lynch and Shanahan. They're gods out here. Shanahan wins one Super Bowl. If he would have won that Super Bowl last season, people would have placed him ahead of George Seifert. That's how big that moment was. That's how big that game was. He would have placed him above George Seifert. John Lynch could have done no wrong. And whether or not they trade Brandon, now you think people would have been like, you know what? That's fine. We'll find somebody else. We've got a Super Bowl. Why pay him?
Yeah, but I hear you. I think you're right.
I
would push back and be like, God, the margins are so thin. Think of how good they were, and they came up just slightly short because the margins are so thin. A bounce here, a bounce there, and all of a sudden now you give them all the credibility in the world. Like, to me, I think they've more than earned it. I just look at their track record the last 3 years in particular and just the body of work overall and what they inherited, and they've built one of the best rosters in the game, and there's misses, and there's some big misses. But for all the misses, there's also random ones like Talanoa Hufanga, who came out of nowhere lately and was an all-pro. Aaron Banks, who was an excellent, selection that they sat on that we didn't think would even be able to play. And then I think like the random ones, like kind of more under the radar. Like Colton McKivitz, they were right about that.
Yep.
Jake Brendel, out of nowhere, they were right about that. I didn't even know who those guys were.
What about Diamondor Lenore, fifth-round pick?
Another guy who's going to have to get paid at the end of this year, right? Or wants to get paid.
Elijah Mitchell, sixth-round pick.
Exactly. Like, there's, we can go up and down. I mean, look, the kicker pick was scrutinized. And at the end of the year, the kicker wasn't the problem.
No, he was great. I mean, I'm laughing. Jake Moody and Mitch Wisnowski.
It wasn't a problem.
You got kickers for the next 10 years.
I mean, in the Super Bowl, just think about this. They win that Super Bowl. There was an argument Juwan Jennings could have been the Super Bowl MVP. He's a seventh-round pick.
Yep.
You know, so I struggle when the margins are so thin and you're so close to the ultimate goal to say that they have zero credibility when you've clearly built one of the most successful organizations in the sport.
Yep. 888-957-9570. Swell said there, they've hit on these low round picks, the kicker situation. I remember Wisnowski when he got drafted, everybody was losing their mind. I'm thinking, I like taking punters and kickers in the middle of the rounds. If they're good, I know I got a player for the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
I got control of a player who I know can kick, can trust. And I think Jake Moody will still have his naysayers.
He's shaky,
In the Super Bowl, 250-plus yard kicks.
And in the rain in both the Green Bay and the Detroit game.
No doubt. He bounced back in the second
half. Why are you smiling?
Kicks. But everyone's going to think of the PAT that was missed. Blocked.
That was huge.
That was massive.
I mean,
that was massive.
It's also offensive line.
Yeah. Offensive line.
Dude.
888-957-9570. The trust with Shanahan and Lynch. Is it there for you? And two, Brandon Ayuk. Because that's, you know, we see the video last night, Shasky. He's dancing. After Amon-Ra Brown gets a $77 million contract. I know, Lovman.
Make sure you don't miss
I know. Pick it up on the other side. God forbid. It's coming up in a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. I'll get to my point about Brandon Ayuk and Lynch Shanahan coming up on the other side as it is draft day. What will the Niners do?
Back all of them.
That's crazy. Why would I give them back?
Because at the end of the day, no one's the wiser. Tom, you haven't lost anything, and you get the quarterback Messiah you've always wanted for $7 million less.
Nah, I can't do it. I look like an idiot, like I panicked.
You take them. You obviously don't want to. I'll stick with my draft picks.
Yeah, but you want them, Tom, don't you?
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Kevin Costner, draft day.
It's like not even in the top 10 Kevin Costner movies.
But I do like it. I do like draft day.
What is your favorite Kevin Costner movie? Can you name a Kevin Costner movie, I guess?
The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston. I mean, that's okay.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. I didn't think he had it in his arsenal.
No, I'm trying to think. Was he the Natural or the Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams.
He was cool.
Yeah, Robert Redford was the
Natural. Are you kidding me?
Field of Dreams is cool.
Dances with Wolves hasn't aged the best.
Yeah, that
Dances with Wolves was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I remember Dances with
Waterworld. I'll fight people to the death.
Hey, the attraction at Universal Studios.
Kick out of Waterworld.
The movie, there's a lot going on.
It's so bad, it's good.
I like Robin Hood with them too. He had the worst English accent ever.
When he licks the arrow and then just shoots the kid down. Robin of Locksley.
Dude, chatting with Bozeman in draft day. It's like, watch Bo. What was the quarterback? Bo Callahan from Wisconsin. Watch Bo Callahan after I hit him.
Such a quarterback name.
All right. Not going to lie. Field of Dreams, the part where he meets his dad, Ghost Dad, or whatever it is, Field of Dreams, Heaven Dad, and they play catch, and it gets me every single time.
Man.
Oh, very teared. I get so teared up.
Is Kevin Costner underrated?
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Properly rated.
I think he's got a lot more shine too because of Yellowstone. I don't know if you guys have seen that show. It's really good.
It's fantastic. The opening scene where I'm not going to give it away. But anyway, I also think one of his more underrated roles is in Man of Steel. I love the Superman remakes. He's the father. He's Jack Kent, and he's excellent in that.
I like Costner. Costner's a good dude. A lot of people used to get him mixed up with Bruce Willis. I don't know why.
Who?
I don't
one
know.
Is bald. Like,
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's just, you know.
A lot of, you mean you, you got him mixed
no,
up.
No, 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 no.
Well, hold on. Bruce used to have hair.
Yeah, yes. I know, for like 5 seconds.
No, he had hair.
It's been about 30 years.
He had hair. He had a lot of hair.
Yeah, and Die Hard, he had hair.
Yeah, in 1986.
Yeah, there.
When did Die Hard come out?
Oscar and Bruce were both like active at the same time.
Yeah, they were super active. They were like the two top white guys. Yeah. Yeah, Stallone. Yeah, Costner. Yeah, my boy Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Arnold.
Steven Stallone. Oh, no, Steven Seagal. Excuse me. Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. That boy, Steven Seagal, had a run. Dude, he had the movies Hard to Kill when he was going at it with the Jamaicans. Oh, my God. Let's say Steven Seagal could do no wrong.
Of all
he could do no wrong. He could do no wrong.
And all-time bloated face, and trust me, I know because I have one, is Val Kilmer and my guy Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God. Steven Seagal was great, man.
I feel like a beached whale.
Oh, man. All right.
Open Range, as someone's said, was a classic movie. Untouchables, classic, Tin Cup. I mean, so
Mark
many
for
good
Death.
Ones.
Mark for Death, is that what it was? I thought it was Hard to Kill. Anyway, the Boss Man just came in here during the break.
Uh-oh.
We're talking NFL draft. 888-957-9570.
Look,
Niner fans willing to accept the fact that if IU gets traded, do you trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right decision? That's a conversation we're having. Also, the Boss Man came in. He goes, hypothetically, say if the Niners had the number one pick. What would you want?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you want Caleb Williams? Or would you want to trade down to get multiple picks?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, damn. It'd be kind of hard to pass up Caleb Williams. He goes, see? You're not sold on Brock Purdy. It's not that.
So, wait, just, let me
ask
you.
It's just Caleb.
This.
It's just Caleb might be that dude.
Might
he
be
just
what,
might
dude?
Be that dude. He may have next.
Do you think Cincinnati answers that question differently with Joe
yes,
Burrow?
Yes, I do.
What about Buffalo?
I think they answer it differently, too.
Okay, well, clearly Kansas City's not doing that.
Yeah.
Who else?
Chargers.
Oof.
That's an interesting one.
That's a very Herbert. Interesting one.
I think Herbert's going to have a great year with
Philadelphia.
Herbert.
What about Philadelphia? What would they do with Jalen Hurts?
I think Jalen fits that team in that city really well. Huh. I honestly can't speak for Philly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I would stay with Jalen.
Would Green Bay stay with Jordan Love?
Because I'm betting on the person. What?
Would Green Bay stick with Jordan Love?
Jordan's making like $5 million bucks this year.
Yeah, but take out the finances. Just moving forward.
I was listening to this two scouts talk on a podcast. On, I don't know if it was Lombardi or somebody. And basically they were saying that if you just looked at his five best games, Jordan Love, he was a top three quarterback.
Yes.
His five best games.
But I mean, just look at the second half of the season. Coming into Levi Stadium, he was as hot of a quarterback as we had in the league.
But we want to see it throughout a year.
No
and
doubt.
Then another year.
But,
another
it was
year.
His first year playing.
No doubt. No doubt.
And he got better and better as he got playing time.
I probably would trade down. I would probably stay with Brock Purdy.
You would?
Yeah.
Why
I probably
is that?
Would. Because
you would, because you're like the biggest Caleb Williams fan.
I love Caleb Williams.
I love Caleb, but not. I don't know if I love him as much as you.
He holds the ball a lot. Like in NCAA, he held the ball for 3.5 seconds, yep. Which is longer than anyone in the game. He likes to allow people to get really far down the field. I don't think he'd be the greatest mesh with the timing passing game of Kyle Shanahan. I think he would frustrate Shanahan at times. He runs around. around. I mean, look, in a vacuum, I like Caleb as a prospect. You're talking about with this Niner team and everything. I would probably trade down and get picks. I probably would, yeah. Even though I know that you have a suppressed contract for Caleb Williams for X amount of years.
I wonder how many people would do that.
And you have to pay Purdy next year.
How many people would do that? If you had the number one pick and you're the San Francisco 49ers, it's a wild hypothetical, but the boss man came in with it. And it just, I think it's deeper than that. It's more so, do we believe in Brock Purdy to be the franchise quarterback? There's people who have doubts about it. I do want to see it with Brock another year. I'm not going to lie to you.
I do too.
When I hear the owner say, in Jet York, he has a right to say whatever the hell he wants to say. But when he says Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market, and I remember walking out of Allegiant Stadium with you thinking, boy, are we sure we have the franchise quarterback? Now, Brock Purdy was really, really good last year. He had a great season. I'm down for whatever. Again, I've been on record for the last 3 years saying I don't give a damn who plays quarterback for the Niners. I just want to win. But if in this wild hypothetical,
yeah.
If Caleb is on the board at number one overall,
yeah,
and I got to pay Ayuk, and I think we can all agree the more naturally gifted quarterback is Caleb Williams as opposed to Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Physicals, yeah. Arm, everything about it.
I love Caleb.
I would probably take Caleb and move off and see and engage how much value Brock. Like, what would Brock if the Niners went out there and they won't do this? This is even crazy talk. I don't even know why we're doing it, but we're gonna do it anyway. Brock Purdy, Sports Talk Radio.
Well, in the world of fantasy land, you're Kevin Costner, and this is draft day.
Right, Brock Purdy. What would his value be on the open market? If John Lynch opened up the lines and said,
but you also have to pay him, and you knew you had to pay him,
and you knew you had to pay him. What if John Lynch called Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco to Las Vegas Raiders?
That's a great question.
And said, you can have Brock Purdy.
I don't know what his value would be. I don't know. When was the last time a good quarterback got traded?
Aaron Rodgers, right? Did he get traded? Brett Favre?
Well, at the time, we still viewed Russell Wilson as a
yes,
quarterback.
What was it? Okay, so then what was it?
What
two firsts?
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot. Two first-round picks. And then
they gave him an extra deal.
There was also Noah Fant was in that. There was a couple other players.
Yeah, Drew
Locke. I think he's fetching you at least a first, if not multiple firsts. You don't think so?
No, first-round picks?
I mean, think about this. Sam Darnold, just a couple years ago, I believe was traded for a second and a third to Carolina. He hadn't even accomplished a portion of what Brock's done in one game.
So the Broncos received Russell Wilson and
Noah Fant?
The Broncos.
Broncos.
Russell Wilson is some defensive line. I'm not even going to enter myself into the Doobie Awards here.
Give him that last 2 months. Last year, Audie Ruchman, who we were going to see in the home run dirt.
Listen, his defensive line is currently suspended, so he doesn't deserve a mention anyway.
I love you so much.
But the Seahawks received
Noah Fant,
Drew Lock, Shelby Harris, defensive lineman, and then first-round pick in 2022, second-round pick in 2022, fifth-round pick in 2022, first-round pick in 2023,
wow.
And a second-round pick in 2023.
Wow. Yeah,
could
they wouldn't get
that for Brock Purdy.
That to me, that deal signifies like buyer beware from here on out on quarterback deals. I think you'd get multiple firsts. It might be staggered. It might be like, you know, this year and 2 years from now or whatever. And the team receiving them is thinking, hey, these are going to be picks. Like the Niners thought about it when they did the Trey Lance deal. These are going to be picks in the 20s, late 20s.
Yeah, I wonder what in that wild hypothetical as we play the movie Drive Day.
So
what would Brock Purdy's value be around the league? And I'm not trying to trade Brock Purdy.
No.
Don't send a tweet out saying we're trying to we're not trying to do that.
I want to answer your other question about Caleb because I was thinking about this, and now that I've had some time, because you caught me off guard with let's talk about the inside.
You don't miss that break, bro.
All right. It'll be coming up to you. That little wild hypothetical will be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. By the way, it is draft day. That's right. Draft day. And don't forget, we have you covered here. Tune in to draft night on the game with my main man, the Grandy man, Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, Sterling Bennett, starting at 6 p.m. The guys will take you up to the Niners pick and react right after it. Draft night tonight at 6 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Going to be a lot of fun, folks.
Seventh, Mr. Irrelevant 2022 with the
262nd pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State. Go Niners!
We're not hard on Brock.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky.
Man, don't forget, make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Love and Joe Shasky bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area, period. The Giants did lose yesterday to the Mets, but they did win the series. Subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you like to listen to your podcast, because tomorrow, Sam Lubman, he had a chat with Jordan Hicks. He's going to make the podcast. Ah, Jordan Hicks, Sam Lubman.
Oh, how about that? God.
Here's a little teaser. The greatest slump buster of all time? Just put Sean Jelly on the mound.
Oh, my gosh.
Next question.
Francisco Lindor has been basically one of the biggest disappointments. Defensively, he's amazing. Amazing. But offensively, he's been one of the biggest disappointments in signing his $320 or $25 million deal with the New York Mets and being traded for a couple years ago. And the guy's been such a deep freeze, and he hit not one but two home runs yesterday. He looked phenomenal.
I know. He smoked that second one. 414 feet.
Look,
smoked it.
I know
Sean Jelly's the batting practice pitcher.
Bonte, I know there's a lot of money left on that deal, and I know that he has not hit. Believe me, I know he has not hit. If he ever became available and someone needed to, I would take a swing on Francisco Lindor.
I would too. Maybe he needs to go back to the American League.
He's a grinder. He's
maybe,
a great player.
Maybe he needs to go back to the American League.
Some guys just need to not play in New York.
Yeah, or New York, or in the National League. I don't know. New York. The Mets is weird. Like, they're... It's a weird situation.
It really
What's
is.
Up with that franchise? It just seems like you go there, you want to be better than the Yankees, you want to get all the headlines. It's like the NBA, right? If you're going to go to New York, go play for the Knicks, not the Nets.
Think of how many guys they've overpaid who stink. Jason Bay, Bobby Bonilla. Like, there's just over and over and over, I think, of all these guys who go there and do nothing.
The Mets are just like the Jets. They're like kindred spirits out
it's
in
New York. So true.
And the New York Giants are like the Yankees.
Yep.
But I will say this. There are certain Mets who I respect over almost. Like, David Wright, I hold in the highest of regards.
Just couldn't stay healthy.
I know, but he was a great ball
player. Stay healthy.
And you know what? I when they put up on the list, Mike Piazza hit like 250 something home runs for them.
He was great for them.
I didn't realize how long he played for them.
He was great for them.
Oh, he was amazing.
He was amazing for them. Howard Johnson back in the day.
Oh,
remember
Joe.
That baseball? Remember that guy? But even Cliff Floyd has some years for him.
Cliff Floyd did have some
Carlos
years.
Delgado.
Deltron was really good there for
Deltron was so sick
Deltron
for them.
Was good.
Matt Harvey, when he burst on
Matt
the
Harvey,
scene.
Matt
Harvey. He looked like he was about to take that city
the
over.
The
DeGrom, night. Matt Harvey, and then Syndergaard. They were legit.
Yeah,
and then
Stephen
Matz. Yeah, the lefty, Stephen Matz.
The greatest, I think, one of my favorite from our childhood. Obviously, Doc Gooden's going to come to mind. The Straw.
Johan.
John Franco.
I was going to say John Franco
Come
earlier.
On.
I was going to say John Franco. But he got that call against Barry Bonds in the NLDS in Game 2 when JT Snow hit the home run, struck out Barry. Nah. Forget John
Not
Franco.
Not P-Town's own Keith Hernandez?
I love Keith Hernandez, but Keith Hernandez is also a Cardinal. Like, he's on a lot of different teams for me.
Johan Santana was really good, folks. He was
Pedro,
really, really good.
1 year, couple Who years. He had a couple good years with them, actually.
Another pitcher who was really good.
Tom Glavine, when he went there.
Tom Glavine was okay there. Yeah, he got the big money deal from the Braves. He was okay. You know, speaking of Tom Glavine and the Braves, Greg Maddux. Think about this on the way in. Maybe I'm off base with
350
this.
350
game winner. You would know this more.
Yeah.
But that Logan Webb start the other day, we didn't talk a lot about it.
Uh-huh.
But the way he was mowing down the Mets and the way he's been dealing the first month of the season, you get a little Greg Maddux vibes.
Well, the ball movement clearly on the
like, and the grounders. Yes, like Greg Maddux would get grounder after grounder after grounder. He would just work quick, economical.
Look, I know we hate this guy now, just Giants fans in general. LeVon Hernandez used to move the ball the way Greg Maddux does. It's just an old school way of doing it. And I know we don't think of him that way, but go back and watch early LeVon Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, that ball was moving.
The ball was moving all over.
I mean,
sink, dive, cut, like everything.
He was moving 6 inches off the plate that game. Against the Braves in the playoffs, but Eric Gregg, rest in peace. Rest in peace. It was all over it, but no, he was.
No, but it's interesting
really
you reference that because when I talk to kids at the youth level, I say, do you know who was one of the greatest pitchers of all time that no one ever talks about?
Greg Maddux.
He won 350 games.
I know.
He won his 350th against the Giants. I believe he was a Cub. He went, or he was a Dodger or a Cub. He went back and forth. He won 350 against the Giants.
The Dodgers.
He never threw harder than 92.
Nope. Never.
But it was about command and keeping pinpoint. You off balance. Yep. That was the art of pitching.
Work the corners. I get a little Greg Maddux.
I like that. No, I like that a lot.
I didn't know if I was off base with it, but the other Greg. Yeah, because Greg Maddux was just.
But the way they approach a bat is exactly it. Here, the art of pitching is guys will make themselves out. Yep. You know what I mean? Let them put it in play. You know, when you want to rack up strikeouts, you rack up high pitch counts.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt about that. Back to the draft. Just talk about hypothetical. You said something before we get to Rolando and Napa about the NFL draft. Who's your draft crush, folks? It's 888-957-9570.
What a day. It's one of my favorite days
draft
on the calendar.
Day. The Niners have 10 picks. Who's a guy that you want the Niners to target, Niner fans, as we move forward? Because, look, now's the time to officially turn the page on last season. That's how I'm using today. It's a springboard to get me excited for the 2024 season.
All right.
What happened in Las Vegas? We'll never get over it. But at some point, we got to pick ourselves up off the ground and say, you know what? It's time to move forward. And today, to me, is the official day. The time to move forward and dream about something big again. We may get heartbroken again. Who the hell knows? We can handle it because we'll be back. We'll be at training camp. And you think about what Lynch and Shanahan has done with this team. It's just think about us going to training camp practices. When they arrived in 2017, nobody was going to training camp. Nobody was going to those games. You get tickets for $20 at Levi's Stadium. And you were thinking, boy, this is going to be an uphill battle for Shanahan and Lynch. A first-time GM, a first-time head coach.
Yeah.
How quickly? Like, I think we would have all accepted, hey, if you don't make the playoffs for the first 3 years, it's fine. We understand.
Yeah.
But can you improve? By year two, going into year two, we already had expectations of going to the playoffs.
Crazy.
Because of Shanahan and Lynch and the quarterback at the time, Jimmy Garoppolo, made us all believe for a second. We know that belief quickly dissipated after an ACL injury, but that's a quick aside.
But people, you have to go back and remember, we all were hyped.
Hyped.
We all were hyped.
Hyped after the Jacksonville game, the Tennessee game, everything.
The Jimmy
roller
coaster.
And now you think about where the Niners are at. Business is booming.
I know.
Guys want sideline passes. Celebrities are coming up to Levi's Stadium. Steve Young is tweeting nonstop about the Niners. I mean, you can't get enough of 49er football. And today the draft, that is basically centered around Brandon Ayuk. What the hell? What the hell do they do with Brandon Ayuk? But at the end of the day, do you trust them to make the right decision? Shanahan and Lynch. And I think they have earned our trust. They have. Whether we like it or not, we trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right move. We'll be behind them. But before the break, we were playing this wild hypothetical game.
Just having fun.
You know, having fun. What would Brock Purdy's value be if the Niners offered him up in the trade or whatnot?
Yeah.
I don't know what his value will be, but you had
I really
else.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know what his value would be. But you were like, hey, Joe, would you take Caleb Williams if you had the number one pick, or would you trade down? I'd probably trade down just because I believe in Brock Purdy. Like, even though I love Caleb Williams, I mean, the reality is you're hoping he's as good as Brock Purdy, if not better, right? Yep. You're hoping. You still got to go out and do it. And look, this might not age well.
Proven talent over prospects all day.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're
doing. And this might not age well. I mean, like, he could have a C.J. Stroud-like year, which a lot of people didn't see coming. And this is going to sound really dumb. And then Purdy has a bad year. But, like, I'm going off what I know now. I'd probably end up trading down. And as I think about it here, and I'm thinking about all the prospects, whether number one through whatever you want, coming into the league. I'm talking about coming into the league. There's really only one guy coming into the league that I would take without a doubt, because I was so convinced he was going to win a Super Bowl and be a 15-year quarterback. And even then I was wrong.
Mm.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I was the biggest Andrew Luck fan. I went and saw him as a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior down at Stanford. And I thought that he was Peyton Manning with more movement, an even better arm.
Manning times Tom Brady?
I'm talking about cerebrally, like pre-snap and what he could do. I just thought he threw guys open. I mean, he was throwing to like Griff Whalen, for Christ's sake. And he looked phenomenal. Think about how high people held Trevor Lawrence in regard. And I was like, I thought he was a great prospect, as a prospect, heading in. And even then, I was a little skeptical. How's Trevor Lawrence look? Like, no, and there's reasons why. He's in a bad situation. And just
At times.
No, I'm saying he inherited a bad situation.
Yeah.
You know, like, he hasn't come close to looking like Brock Purdy. You know? Now, Brock has a better situation.
Flashes. Yeah, he's had flashes, though. He's had flashes.
Brock's been pretty damn good.
Brock has been good. I don't want to diminish Trevor Lawrence, but he has... So far, it's still, is he going to get that
next
contract?
I'll give you the moments.
He's had moments. He won a division title. I mean, the Urban Meyer year can set a young quarterback back tremendously.
And no doubt.
Doug Peterson to the rescue.
No doubt. I mean, and he went to a literal expansion franchise at the time. I mean, they had Josh Allen, that was it, the defensive end guy. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm keeping Brock Purdy and taking him because he's only 23, 24 years old. And even though I know I have to pay him, I would trade down for a litany of picks and I would make all the picks
around. Was Joe Burrow a big-time pick? Because it felt like when Joe Burrow came into the draft, he was can't miss, number one, coming out of LSU.
I was skeptical.
Were you skeptical?
Well, because he had the monster year in LSU, and I was like, oh, they got great receivers. I mean, looking back, you had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson.
I
didn't know those guys would do what they were going to do in the league, but I was like, that's one of the greatest offenses I've ever seen in college.
Was it
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the other guy?
But, yep, the running back.
I mean, that team on paper was crazy, and it was like one amazing year. And I remember Joel Klatt compared him to Joe Montana, and I was like, that's a little strong.
Yeah, that's a little strong. But you know what?
Looking at it now,
how they love him at LSU, he does remind you of Joe Montana. We watched him at Levi's Stadium.
I was just going to say that. That might have been the greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen.
I mean, at Levi's Stadium, I just couldn't believe when it was 3rd and 10.
When he
optioned it. Gun, and he checked. To a quarterback draw, got a first out. I said, all right, this guy is just too much.
He threw a layered ball to the out to Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. That was one of the perfect balls I've ever seen.
First two plays of the third quarter of that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. He runs a back fade stop. Traverse Ward should have been called for a penalty. He calls the next same route the next play. They get the penalty, and then they're just rolling. Joe Burrow is just something. I mean, to go to Arrowhead Stadium and win, to get knocked out the Super Bowl, the way he got hit that Super Bowl, and still try to bounce back and lead the Bengals to it. Joe Burrow's that guy. And the hype, maybe the hype was dissipated because you had Tua Tagovailoa there.
True.
You had Justin Herbert there.
Yeah,
think about that.
True.
Think about that draft.
Draft was great.
Because I remember Tua. I couldn't get enough of Tua in Alabama.
The Dolphins took Tua ahead of Justin Herbert.
But you know what, though?
A lot of people. I love Tua, too.
But you know what? Tua's had more success than Justin. Has he not?
How many GMs are taking Tua ahead of Herbert right now?
That's not the question. Sure. Everybody's going to take Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
But Tua's had more success.
Well, let's see.
Both have one playoff start, correct? And both of them took L's.
Yeah, because he didn't start the game.
Skyler Thompson.
But he was the reason why they were in position to get to the playoffs, right? He gets credit for that.
For sure.
And Tyreek has had a generational, unbelievable season.
They had monster years.
Tua's been the trigger man. He's been really good. And I just think he's had more success than him. But it is a risk when you take Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams, he has a quarterback got into a situation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.